The UN Security Council is set to meet in Kenya later this month in an effort to revive efforts to resolve the 17-year-old civil war in southern Sudan. The meetings on November 17th and 18th in Nairobi are intended to put pressure on both parties in peace talks, but it will also draw attention to the humanitarian crisis in the Darfur region of western Sudan. United Nations Special Envoy to Sudan told the Security Council this week that the region is sliding out of control. More than 1.2 million people have been displaced from their homes, and the violence is getting worse. In the hours before dawn on Tuesday, thousands of people were forcibly removed from a refugee camp by the government, and the Bush administration is urging that those people be allowed to return. John Danforth is the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations and joins us from New York. Mr. Ambassador, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
You reportedly proposed holding these meetings, Security Council meetings in Nairobi. What do you hope might be accomplished by this location?
I hope that this will further the settlement of the political problems in Sudan. One thing that's been largely forgotten has been the overall so-called North-South peace process. And the purpose of the Security Council going to Nairobi is to try to give new energy to that part of the peace process situation and therefore lead to what we hope would be a settlement of all of the problems of Sudan. Now, that's a very, very tall order. This is the first time in years, and it's only the fourth time since 1952, that the Security Council has met outside of New York. So it's an extraordinary trip, but these are extraordinary times.
Reportedly, the African Union force of soldiers that's beginning to take a position there should number about 3,000 by the end of the year. 3,000 sounds like an awfully small number given the geographical expanse. Realistically, what can they do?
Realistically, they can be witnesses to what's going on. Even though 3,000, 4,000, maybe more in the future, troops is not really enough to occupy, in a military sense, a geography that's the size of France. It is a significant number of eyes who were present.
Is it unthinkable the troops from the Western world, from NATO, should ever be committed there?
I think it's an extreme long shot. The position of the African Union has been that this is Africa's problem and that Africa has to assume responsibility for it, and that the rest of the world can provide help with respect to the logistics.
I think a lot of people recall Secretary General Annan's very eloquent speech on the anniversary of the massacres in Rwanda, in which he said, "We have learned once again, after Bosnia and now after Rwanda, we can't permit this to happen again." And yet, there are many people who say that's exactly what's happening now in Darfur.
I just don't agree with that. The attention of the world on Darfur is very great. Secretary of State Powell has been to Darfur. The President of the United States has personally called the President of Sudan. The United Nations has passed two different resolutions on Darfur. It's received an awful lot of attention. It's very difficult from the outside to impose a solution. It has to be something that the parties want to do.
Would you like the Security Council to leave Nairobi endorsing a specific course of action?
Yes, I'd like it to do two things. One, I would like it to leave Nairobi with some sort of representation on the part of the government of Sudan and the rebel group, the SPLM, to conclude a peace agreement by a date certain. And the other thing would be for the Security Council to set out a vision for the future of Sudan if there is peace. Because so far we've been talking about Security Council resolutions dealing with the threat of sanctions, with the threat of applying the stick. So what's the carrot? What kind of hope could we provide for the future of that country? So if the parties got their act together, Sudan would, in fact, have a future.
Mr. Ambassador, thanks very much.
Good to talk to you, Scott. Thank you.
John Danforth, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations.